Hey guys, we're back.
Yeah.
You're listening to My Talk 107.1. We're everything entertainment and weird noises too. You get that as a bonus, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Like the pickles are free.
Steve, did you see the original Coming to America?
No.
It's very funny. You should see it. It's so good.
I know. I need to see it. I feel like I need to see it before this latest sequel Coming to America, the number two.
Mm. Donna, question for you.
Yeah.
Was this the first time Eddie did the whole, like, maybe, you know, besides SNL, like movie-wise, where he took on multiple characters in the same movie?
Oh, good question. I cannot answer that. Ask Steve. He knows everything.
Well, he went full tilt by the time it got to Meet the Clumps.
Right? And Nutty Professor. And I mean, he's done it a lot, but I just didn't know if that was like one of the, you know, where that all started.
I don't know. Listen, I couldn't even remember that Louis Anderson was in this movie. I saw him on TV the other day, and I said to my roomie, who's good friends with him, I said, what is Louis doing? What is he promoting? Like, why is he on TV? He said, oh, Coming to America. And I said, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? And he said, he was in the first one. I'm like, I do not remember that at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And now he'll be in the second one, too.
Well, there's a funny story about how Louis Anderson ended up getting cast in Coming to America, the original, back in the 80s. And Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall were getting interviewed by Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. And here's what they had to say about the unique casting.
Louis Anderson, how did he... I love seeing Louis Anderson in a caftan. I don't want to give too much away, but how did Louis...
It's a dashiki. It's a dashiki.
Is that a dashiki? Okay.
That's even funnier, Louis Anderson in a dashiki.
How did Louis come to be a part of that film and your world there?
I love Louis, but I think we were forced to put Louis in it.
What?
No, I think we were forced to put a white person.
Yeah, Paramount was like, because the whole cast is black, and this was back in the, you know, the 80s. So it was like, we have to have a white person. We can't do, it has to be a white person in the movie. Like, what? And so it was, who's the funniest white guy around, right? And then Louis, we knew him, was cool with him. And so that's how Louis got in the movie.
Wow. Louis, the funniest white person you know. That's a pretty great distinction to have. Well,
back then, it was 1988. It was all, you know, I was like, Louis was really funny. And it was like, we gotta have a white guy. Louis would be perfect.
Louis still pretty funny.
Louis was perfect.
And in fact,
Jimmy, yes, Louis is it was official. I had a list. They gave me a list with three white guys. And they said, who would you rather work with?
Really?
To Louis.
Do you remember the other two?
Oh, yeah, but I can't say.
He can't say, all right.
So that was Arsenio Hall talking there. And you actually see Eddie Murphy. They're in a triple box there. They're doing it on Zoom. And you see Eddie Murphy start to say, who were the other? And then you see him have like a confused look like, wait, did you get a list with two other white guys on it that I didn't get to see?
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so I'm
funny.
Curious who the other two white guys are.
It's weird.
But yeah, that's how Louis got cast. How about that?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I think Eddie Murphy actually wanted to set out to make it an all-black cast of actors.
Yeah.
Interesting that they...
forced a white guy
into the movie. Yeah, just...
You know what we could do
so
without?
Weird.
Like a white guy in the movie. God bless Louis. I'm sure he did great. I haven't seen it. I'm sure it was really, really wonderful. But how stupid of the Hollywood brass back then to be
yeah,
like, I think we need to make sure that we, the white people, are represented in Hollywood.
Here's right. where Louis first meets the characters in the movie when he's working at Mac. What is it? McDonald's? Not Mark Donald's or something.
Hello. Hi. You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
Oh my God, I love it.
When he opens his mouth, you want to laugh.
Yes. He's just, yes.
He's lovable.
Very much so. And by the way, those guys, Arsenio and Eddie Murphy,
yeah,
they look fantastic.
Yes.
They look so good. And they both seem so happy. That makes me happy when you see somebody doing an interview and they're there to play. You know, they're not just being Mr. and Mr. Krabby Pants.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Thanks. That's fun. Steve, you and your wife should watch this movie. The first one, obviously. First.
Do it this weekend, buddy.
Yeah.
That could be your homework. Yes. I did it with Lily, and like, she hates anything old and grainy, and she loved this movie. Absolutely loved it. So, well, I'm 10 years older than her, so she grew up in like the 2000s. So if it's 90s, 80, and it's got a little grain in there, not good enough for her.
Hang on. That I don't think we funny. Knew about the 10-year gap before.
Nine.
Do you want to talk
about it? Nine. Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah, 9 years. I'm 36 and she's 27. We're doing, it works great. She's more mature than I am, so it works out.
I would believe that, having not met her. I would just believe it sight unseen.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Authorities are now have an official search warrant for the black box inside of Tiger Woods' Hyundai Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they needed to get that. And they're trying to now figure out, what do you do with this? Do you figure out, will they be able to see? I hear that eye movement is tracked. So can you see if the driver's eyes are down off of the road, which would then, if you're trying to figure out fault, if there's a payout of any sort, if there's any kind of a settlement issue, I don't know, but they're going to figure that out. I wondered, if your car had a black box, would it change the way you drive?
Yes.
100%. If you knew that it knew when your eyes were off the road.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it would at first, and then we would all go back to normal.
No, I feel like we all have to start living as if there's always a camera on us.
Yeah, true character comes out when someone's not watching.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Think you're safe behind that bathroom door? By the way,
Mail time!
Mail's here!
This is unanticipated. Donna, what do we have?
Well, we have an email from one Julie.
Just don't worry about it.
It's not the Julie you think it is. She says she wants to make that clear.
Okay.
I'm not the person who's confused about when in the bathroom process hands should be washed. Okay. But that conversation reminded her about a bone that she needs to pick with Steve.
What?
Several times over the years, I have heard his logic about men not always needing to wash their hands if they're wearing loose-fitting pants and just peeing without touching.
All right.
She said, I would argue that logic only works if they're not flushing the toilet and or lifting the toilet seat.
For sure. Yes.
And if they're not doing those things, that's a whole different issue. Because the flusher and seat seem questionable at best when it comes to germs.
Yes.
Thanks for letting me vent. As the mom of three young boys, this comes from a place of feeling outnumbered and grossed out when it comes to the bathroom. Love you guys. Thanks for keeping me smiling and laughing.
I'm going to let you hear the weight. And I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
Okay.
I want you to hear this. Hear that?
I don't want to know what that is. I'm leaving.
Steve, we're done.
All right. And now my sweatpants are off. No, I'm kidding. That's the sweatpants hitting my waist. This is old-timey radio. Here's what you can do. You can pull the
old-timey radio.
Listen, Donna, this is what they did.
Linda,
listen. You can pull your sweatpants down. You can then pee without making contact with the hose, and then at the end, you just pull the pants back up.
Okay, but what are you doing about the toilet seat?
The toilet
flushing?
Seat would go up and down with my foot.
Yes.
And the flusher?
And then the flusher also with your foot. We are so much more, and I speak for men as a race, we are so much more flexible than you think.
How does that work, though? How is it actually pointing into the toilet?
The angle, you're saying?
It's pointing down. Wieners hang down.
Not everybody's. Whoa. I mean, some people might be a lefty or
fine. Just pivot. Just pivot a little bit.
Think of
yourself as, and Donna, you follow basketball. Right? It's all in the hips. Think of yourself as a basketball player and you're down low in the blocks and then you need to pivot. You're trying to box somebody out. So then you keep your left foot as a plant foot and then the right turns back. The hips adjust a little bit and you're still going in. It's not like you're going to accidentally hit the bathtub.
Why go to all that trouble?
No, there is no trouble. That's what you're not understanding.
All right.
The trouble is unzipping, unbuttoning, pulling it down, all of that. If you can just get it to flop out there, have it in the direction of the toilet. If you have to pivot, so be it. It still works. And then you can just put your pants, pull them right back on, and I think you'll remember. Grant, you've done it, right?
Oh, I'm mimicking the action you're doing right now. I know how to avoid touching anything. Pull it down, yes. Put it back up, let it go, and it flops right back there, and you're good to go.
Yeah. When we come back, a study on things that make us feel grown up.
Not right now. Timing is ironic, I would say.
That is next on My Talk.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, what, Steve?
I would like to talk with you about my underwear now.
All right, fine.
You have to sit
no
there
eye
and
contact.
Listen. No. Okay, of course. Right, okay, I'm looking in the other direction. Here's the deal: the Chill Boys underwear that I am wearing now, the boxer briefs that are made of bamboo, panda approved, are so stinking comfortable, and I know that you have some too. And go ahead, preach about it.
Okay, so here's the deal: I'm wearing the bamboo boxers.
Yes.
And they're cool. I mean, like physically, temperature-wise, they're cool.
Isn't it wild? You notice it when you put it on your leg. You feel the coolness of the fabric, which is crazy to me.
Without a doubt, they're also really soft. They're breathable. I know for you, they've got anti-chafing, which is a great thing. Women love them too. You might not give them back to your guy if you buy them for him.
That's the truth. For women, they can just be like comfy around the house shorts or jammy shorts. And dudes, I am telling you, you will try them on once. They will be the most comfortable pair of boxers or boxer briefs that you've ever put on. If you want more information, you want to order, you can easily go to chillboys.com. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Yeah!
Well, we opened up a can of worms here on the Donna and Steve Show.
Oh, no.
My talk.
Phones or emails? What's going on?
I got some emails here.
I feel like, okay. Am I going to be on trial here?
People just wanting to talk a little bit more about your logic and peeing.
Okay. Bathroom hands. It's from Melissa.
Let's start with Melissa.
Melissa says, let's talk about this some more, Steve. Do you know where the stream emerges from, or do you take a quick shot and hope for the best? And how do you deal with split stream herper? So let me touch that up.
She hates herper.
You know, I think this might be an interesting thing to talk about, the human body. For instance, there are parts of a female's body that I just don't know. I have four kids. I've interacted, taken the classes, don't fully understand how things work. The fact that there would be this question of, do you know where the stream emerges from? So it's going to be anatomy class for a second, everybody. So, and I'm going to use, you know, little kid words to describe all of this. Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. So imagine your wiener at the center of the roof of your wiener is a hole.
Oh.
So to answer this person's question, do you know where it's emerging from? Yes. The center, that's not guesswork. I don't need a flashlight. I don't turn on the light on my phone to figure out, all right, where should I stand? It's pretty simple. Grant, am I cray?
No, yeah, it's basic biology, right?
I thought so. This is from Jeff. Let's see here. Okay, Steve, I totally get and agree with what you were saying about peeing without touching it, he says. But to be devil's advocate, it doesn't work out very well for guys who have strong streams. Boy, a boy can only dream.
I know.
I've always wanted to talk to one of these guys. I don't know about you, but I have a fire hose usually when going. This guy's like when you think, who just pulled into the stall next to me? The Budweiser Clydesdale? Who is that? That can't be a mere man.
Oh,
that logic
relief.
Totally works if I am using a urinal, not so much with a normal toilet. There would be quite some cleanup to do afterwards if I do that. I speak for all the guys who may not have a weak stream when it stays pointed down. I can't believe I just sent an email about this. So let me talk about this. Now, I would say, and I am Grant, help me here, but when you are peeing...
I'm going to go.
No, stick around. This is good. This could be good for you.
Okay.
When you go, you can choose to do it direct center of the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can hit the porcelain wall. It's
yes.
like an arena. It's like the Colosseum in there. So you can either pee on the floor where the gladiators fight to the death, or you can pee in the stands. So
sometimes they have little bullseyes for you or things to aim at.
They yeah, the urinals not. Are really
yes.
in the urinals.
Who
yes,
does?
Sure. Bars, men's restaurants, fitness. To make sure you're... Because guys miss a lot, so they're like, hey, here, yeah. focus. Focus.
Mm-hmm. What are you, 10? I don't get it. they're giving you targets to hit?
Yeah. And there's
what?
And
somebody the, has to take the, a picture of this for me.
The floor of right beneath a urinal
oh.
is where the coronavirus started. It has to be. There's no other reasonable explanation. That is the epitome of just the depravity of man. It's there's so much pee down there, and so then you're like doing a wide saddled position with your feet, where your feet are out wide or you're far back because you're not trying to step in it, but then you need to be close enough where you're not going to have any drippage on the floor when the movie draws to a close and the credits start to roll.
I want to talk about the Target. What do you mean?
I think I might be able to find one for you.
I'm Googling, like in a trough?
And like a urinal, they'll have a fly sometimes, little fly, because it's something to aim at. Because like, and then they'll sometimes have...
Okay, that's what I'm looking at right now, a fly.
Yeah. Because it's the optimal place for you to hit it with the least amount of mess. So it's just courtesy for the guys that have to clean up at
that
the end of the night.
That is crazy. Am I the only woman who didn't know this? That is the craziest thing I ever heard.
They have the urinal cakes are pretty standard, too. So that's just like a puck. Usually it's colored.
That goes in like the trough, right?
No, that can go in a urinal, standard urinal. And then you just put that there. And then as your pee hits it, it's actually deodorizing. It's activating the puck.
Wow. This is fascinating.
I always carry a puck with me. I use my own and put it right back in its little travel case.
So clearly, even though... clearly, as adults, we don't learn, because it's funny how we kept referring to as I have three little boys and I have this problem, right? But as adults, we haven't figured it out because we at restaurants, we have to be told how to properly go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
Melissa sent an email and said, why is there pee on the lid? It's just not that simple, Steve. I know it's not from me as my back rests there.
Well, to the strong stream guy, who frankly we all long to be. I mean, those are rich people problems right there.
Yes. Full head of hair and a good stream, Steve.
Oh boy, you said it, brother. But you could be peeing so violently that there is splash that could then get up onto the inside of the toilet seat where your back would normally go. Also, I would encourage you not to lean your back against that. Like, you're getting a little too comfortable, Melissa, in the bathroom. That is not a chaise lounge. You're not in a lazy boy. Let's stay focused here and get the job done. Don't lean your back on that. That's a you problem. Listen, this goes back to when Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning coach Bill Cowher came into the same bathroom that I was in, and I was already peeing. He then comes to the urinal next to me, or maybe we had a middle one in between us, and it sounded like someone had just taken the sheath off of the Hoover Dam. The noise of water that I heard was very different than what I was producing. And then I started trying to pee harder to keep up. You know, Wes, my boy. And I started trying to pee harder, and I farted.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to leave.
You can't. We have 30 more minutes. In fact, we're not going to do the game Wiener Talk coming up next.
No, we already scrapped the study. Okay.
Call, what is it? Millennial X Games. Yeah. Hey, if you're a millennial, call now. If you're a Gen Xer, call now. We need those two lifelines, 651-641-1071. Call that number now, and you can play along with us and get a great My Talk prize. Game time next.
You know, these days, it can feel like we're stuck in our houses and looking for a safe escape. Well, good news. The Y is open and safer than ever. They have a helpful tool on their site that tells you how busy each location is, and they do extensive cleaning throughout the day. Plus, you can take virtual Y fitness classes wherever you like. And you can earn a free month if you join by March 18th. Go to ymcanorth.org.
All right, we back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson.
Hi, everybody.
Producer, I am Grant. We're good on calls, right?
Yes, we've got our contestants. We're ready to go.
Generation X versus Millennials. These are the Millennial X Games. Steve, the Millennial.
I can't even.
Versus Donna, the Gen Xer.
Like, totally awesome.
And here's your host... I am Grant.
All right, guys. Well, I was out last week, and I, from what I understand, Steve, you did not win, correct?
That is technically true.
That is technically true. So Donna is in the lead right now with a score of 2-1
Donna.
Over Stevie Boy.
Not ladylike at all.
And we are ready to play round four of the Millennial X Games. I'm Grant, and we have Don and Steve here. We've got two lifelines for you guys. Our lifeline for Steve is a Gen X named Jenny. Let's talk to Jenny real quick and say hi to her.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Jenny, as a point of reference, so I know how solid of a lifeline you are, would you mind telling me how old you are?
I was born in 1964, so technically I'm a boomer. Are you going to accept
this? Is
me
great.
As a boomer?
Yes, that's yes. Fine. A boomer is even better. A boomer is better. This is great. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jenny. We'll get to you when we need you for a lifeline. Okay, Jenny?
Perfect.
All right. Stay on hold for us. And now we're going to talk to Tina, who is Donna's lifeline. Tina, how you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Really good.
Really nice.
All right. Well, Tina, I'm going to ask the same question. May
wow,
I have
ageist.
Your age?
Oh, my gosh.
I was born in 84. I don't like being considered a millennial because I don't eat Tide Pod, but I am.
But you are. We've been
okay.
We're there whether we want to be or not. Okay, that's good. We both have really good lifelines, I think.
Yes,
I think so too.
We are on
yep,
point here.
This
Tina,
is great.
Stay on hold for us and we'll use you when we need you for a lifeline, okay?
Yes, this is great.
Perfect.
All
this
right.
Is great.
So,
okay,
Donna.
Okay.
Donna, you won last week.
Because I'm better.
Okay, Donna. Okay, Donna, right. Be professional.
Right. Yeah, I would like to give the first question. I would like Steve to receive the first question.
Steve is going to receive the first
hang
question.
Hang on. That means I got to get out of my chair and spin this dang wheel. All right, here we go.
Hold on. Okay.
Yes! It's higher than normal.
Music.
Oh, I've heard music before.
Yes, it's kind of fun. It's nice. It's got sounds and they go together. People
yes.
sing, right?
Yes. Melodies.
Right. Steve, okay. Jimmy Jam.
Wait, do we have some music?
We do. Oh, was it once I answer the question or is it?
You
is
can just it, play it.
Play it once.
Yeah,
it,
who cares?
The timer? Okay.
You just make sure he doesn't get too much time.
Got it. I'm going to do it. We'll do it with after
That's
the question
fine.
Here. Okay. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis helped put the Minneapolis sound on the map in the mid to late 80s, thanks in part to their production of two hugely successful Janet Jackson albums. What is Jimmy Jam's actual last name?
What is Jimmy Jam's actual last name? Jimmy... Jim, James, hi. I'm James Madison, president. Jim Thompson. Hi, I'm Jim Thompson. You might know me as Jimmy Jam. I bet it starts with a J. Jimmy.
10 seconds.
Jameson. Jimmy Jameson. Ooh. I'm going to go Jimmy Jameson, and I'm not going to do a lifeline, and I'm just going to see if it works. Jimmy Jameson, final answer.
No, it is not Jimmy Jameson. It is Harris, actually. Harris.
That's hard. I don't think I would have known that, Steve.
That is a tough question.
Yes. Really is a sucker.
I'm sending hugs to you virtually, of course.
I am rejecting them.
Okay, that's fine.
She's not.
More
she's,
for me.
She's actually giving you the finger.
Oh, not surprising.
Okay. All right.
All right, Donna, you ready? Yeah, you ready to spin the wheel?
Okay.
Television.
All right. Okay, Donna, you ready for this?
Yes.
What NBC game show that debuted in 2001 was hosted by Anne Robinson?
I think it's that one that is now being hosted by Jane Lynch. It's called You Goodbye. Goodbye. It's called. Oh my God! What is it called? I don't want to use my lifeline. I don't. It's called. You are. Goodbye.
It's like watching a robot malfunction.
What is this happening to me right now? The Biggest Loser. You lose.
Yes, I really needed that.
The Weakest Link.
Goodbye.
You are the Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Oh, man.
Goodbye. I mean, it felt like we were rebooting a robot that we found in an attic. Goodbye.
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 Shoot.
Oh, you know, Tina and Jenny are just screaming at
the phone. Oh, yeah. They're like these two simpletons.
Oh, man.
Jimmy Jameson. Because Jameson, J-A-M. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see your connection there.
That was smart.
That was a good reach.
Actually, the reason I locked it in was because I heard Donna say, when I said Jimmy Jameson, and I thought that meant I got it right. So then I locked it in.
The cues, Donna.
Yeah,
fake him out.
Okay, Steve, you ready to spin the wheel, buddy?
All right, let me get out of my chair again. All right, here we go.
Lifestyle.
This is my sweet spot.
Okay, buddy, here we go. Put these home video game systems in order of their release from earliest to latest. Okay. In television, the original Atari system, ColecoVision.
gosh, where's Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PlayStation? Okay, can you repeat them again? They're in television, Atari,
and ColecoVision.
What the heck is going on here? We need to have Rocco dial down the difficulty. I feel like we accidentally chose expert on the video game, you know?
Yes. Got 10
we need
seconds.
To go back to novice. All right. I'm going to go in television, Atari, ColecoVision.
You went in television, Atari, ColecoVision?
ColecoVision, yep.
It's actually Atari, in television, ColecoVision. So sorry about that, buddy.
Boy, the names got notably worse.
Worse, yeah. I think it's ColecoVision. ColecoVision.
Hey, kids. Once you get home from school, race in the door and turn on your ColecoVision.
ColecoVision.
You'll love its 8-bit graphics.
You're going to need that choker thing that you and your wife just bought.
What happened? He tried saying it again.
Even though I'm like...
How many times have we told you don't say it? Let's go to the video game. I almost lost you. Oh, God.
Heimlich is also hard to say. I'm gonna say. Okay, here we go.
All right, okay, Donna. You ready to spin the wheel?
I'm ready to spin it.
All right, let's spin it.
Lifestyle.
Ooh, lifestyle again.
Okay.
Okay, Donna.
What?
We're going into the video game department again. The video game Super Mario Kart came out in 1992 on the Super Nintendo system and featured 8 racing characters. Can you name any of the characters not named Mario or Luigi?
Racing? There was a donkey, I think. I'm going to go to my lifeline. I'm just going to go to my lifeline.
This feels like a good time to use a lifeline.
I'm using my lifeline.
Tina.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tina.
Hey,
can you name any character other than Mario or Luigi from the original Super Mario Kart game in 1992?
You have Donkey Kong, Toad, Peach, whichever one you want. Donkey Kong.
We'll take them all.
We'll take them all. Woo! There you go. Nice job, Tina, coming in for the lifeline there. Toad, I'm going to say we'll take Toad and Peach. It was Donkey Kong Jr., but since Toad and Peach were said, I'll give you those, okay?
Thanks. Donna said there was a donkey. I mean, talk about so donkey close Kong? Yet so far away, you know?
I know.
Okay. All right, Tina, thank you so much. We'll talk to you after the game, okay?
Perfect.
All righty.
Well, she's great.
Steve, are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, let's spin the wheel, buddy.
They don't tell you how heavy it is.
Yeah, seriously, it's getting heavier each spin.
Right?
Did you hear what you got there, buddy? Okay. All right, here we go, buddy. In what 1987 film did Sylvester Stallone play a truck-driving arm wrestler?
Let's bring in my lifeline for camaraderie here. What's her name? Julie?
Jenny.
Jenny from the block. Jenny. This Sylvester Stallone movie is going to be over the top, right? That's where he would turn his hat backwards, and it was arm wrestling. It was over the top. Do you agree with that, Jenny?
I'm sorry. I got cut out. I didn't hear anything.
Oh.
Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling movie.
I didn't hear it at all.
Sly Stallone arm wrestling movie was over the top, right?
Over the top. Sly Sylvester arm wrestling.
Time's up.
Let's lock it in.
They're going to lock it in?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We did it. Yeah, you girls.
Got Jenny on the show.
All right.
We'll get back to you here when the game's over, okay, Jenny?
Sure.
Thank you.
Last ups.
Last.
No lifeline, Donna.
I know.
This is like doing surgery without any painkillers.
Oh, no.
You ready to go? Spin the wheel?
Giving birth without an epidural.
Not music. No!
Yes!
No! Oh,
please,
no.
Hang on. I do want to say a prayer really quick. Please, please, let this be hip-hop and R&B. Amen. Because if Don and I were doing the game for each other when we used to choose questions, that's what we would do. We'd do two decent ones. She'd go country, and I'd go hip-hop or rap.
And she'd just, lock up.
All right, this is it. This
okay.
Is it. Okay.
The pop trio Hanson burst onto the scene in 1997 with their Mbop song. We know their last name. Can you give us the first name of one of the Hanson brothers?
Oh, God.
That's pretty difficult.
They're probably like weird Norwegian-y names, like Sven.
No offense to our Norwegian listeners.
No. not weird. I didn't mean weird. Sven.
The good weird.
Sven. Jacob. Colton. Carol.
Carol.
Klaus.
Klaus Hansen.
Klaus.
Bob. With my cochlear vision.
Darn it. Sean.
If you wanted to put your money on one of those, Donna.
I would say Sven.
Dang.
Yeah, no.
No!
Isaac, Taylor, or Zach, which means...
Zach was the drummer.
Yes. We are tied now, right, guys? Because yes. Donna got one, Steve got one, so we have a fun little tiebreaker here. It's numerical.
Okay.
Because we got to make sure we get this done and nice and easy here now. So whoever's closest to the answer without going over wins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now how, I guess, Donna, you can help me. Does Steve get to go first or who gets to put their answer in first here?
Mm.
I forgot how.
I think I do because I won last time.
Okay, we'll go with that. Okay. Here is the tiebreaker. How many episodes was the sitcom Cheers?
Episodes?
Episodes. How many episodes was the sitcom Cheers?
Okay, so I'm going to say that there's like 12 episodes a season. It was on like for, I don't know, let's just say 20 seasons. So I'm going to put that I'm going to say 300, Bob, final.
300, Steve.
So first of all, I think a lot of Donna's numbers were wrong.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
All right, and this is closest without going over,
closest
correct?
Without going over.
Price is Right rules always in effect.
Yes.
I'm going to go with one episode.
You're going to go with
I'm going to do the Price is Right strategy. If she went 300, I'm going to go one, which will give me all the answers. But I'm going to go, you know what, here, just to make it fun, I'm going to go 200 episodes.
200 episodes. Yeah, Donna, your math was really wrong.
Yeah, real bad. Real bad.
First of all, it wasn't on for 20 seasons. I think it was on for 11 seasons.
11, yes. Right,
and I think they usually, you said 12, you were like, very matter of fact, you said 12 episodes a season. I think there was like 22 to 26 usually.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And there were 11 seasons. We're at 273 episodes. That means
Despite your really matter of fact, but not correct, Matthew almost got that right. But Price is Right rules always in effect.
And that means that Jenny is the winner. Hey, Jenny, congrats.
Thank you.
Jenny, you got yourself a MyTalk 107.1 coffee tumbler. Congratulations. Woo! Thanks for coming in.
Sounds good.
All righty. Stay on hold for us, okay?
All right, we got to go. We are running really late. Thank you, Grant.
No problem.
Great job. And thank you, Tina. You're awesome. Final stretch of the show is coming up next on
Facebook MyTalk. Question.
Yeah, Facebook question. Facebook
favorite
question.
Old person candy.
Yep. There. All right, and we're back. And our Facebook question today is, what's your favorite old person candy?
It's obviously taken off. We need to stop overthinking our Facebook questions because this...
It's funny.
...is just... This is what the people want to respond to. This is what they respond to. I mean, 120 comments.
Oh, these are so fun.
And counting.
Oh, I...
It's really something. People going back saying, my grandma always had a crystal candy bowl with hard lemon candies.
Yes.
They were the best.
So good. So good.
My grandfather had a crystal dish that was the candy dish. And our goal was to go over and lift the lid off without it hitting any part, because, you know, crystal really...
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah.
So you try to do that, and there were York peppermint patties in there.
Didn't they sell bags of... nobody likes those, by the way. Didn't they sell, like, a bag of just, like, mixed candies? Like, some are square, some are round, some have, like...
The ribbons?
Yes.
Yeah, the hard, just a mixed bag of the hard candies, mm-hmm. Yes.
You remember
yes.
the strawberry wrapper?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I really like that candy.
Yeah. There. Okay, so let's go through some of these answers, and then we'll go around the room, okay?
Okay.
I am with Emily Anna. Hey, Emily. She is a Werther's Original fan right now.
Yeah,
that's totally. My favorite. I love those.
Megan's grandpa always had anise candy in his truck, and the smell reminds her of him.
Oh, that's sweet. Barbie said spearmint leaves and those jelly orange slices.
Yes. I love them still.
She said, I only eat them in my car because my kids make fun of me if they see them. I love those.
Tell them to buzz off. Those are good candies.
Oh,
Oh, Good and Plenty's are good ones.
That's one that reminds me of my grandma, those little black licorice. Ugh.
Yeah, that's got that anise flavor in there. Olson's Mercantile Peppermint Sticks, says Brett.
Necco wafers, those are good. Yeah, you like those, right?
They are very chalky. It's like eating sliced sidewalk chalk. And I love it.
I don't know if that's a bad word in a joke, so I'm not going to say it. How about Bitter Honey?
Yes.
Don't like those.
Pearson's, that's here in Minnesota.
Yep.
Those are made right here in Minnesota.
I'm afraid of my teeth.
Yeah, peanut brittle is also...
That was another one, yes.
That can really get at your teeth.
Coffee nips, those are great.
Coffee nips.
Look them up, yeah. Hey. And then I got a funny story to tell you, yeah. Lots of Werther's, lots of spice drops. Love those.
Oh, I don't know these coffee nips, but boy,
are the spice drops? They're like little dots that are crystal on top, right?
They've got like sugary stuff on them.
Yeah, but they look like miniature, kind of smaller than the like original size dot, right? They're like little. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah,
exactly.
Do you remember the Goatsy's caramels? So they were like bullseyes. So it was caramel and then a white cream filling on them, and they came in clear wrapping, individually wrapped, I think.
Cowtails, I think.
I can't remember.
Cowtails are a sort of a variation. They're at the same family reunion, but they're not these Goatsy's caramels.
Okay.
I do not know. Chocolate non-pareils. Those are good. Steve, do you like those?
I don't think I know what those are.
You would if you looked them up. They come in pink and white and chocolate and green ones, and they have little sprinkles on the back of them. They're just little discs, and they have like little white sprinkles.
Look up the link that I just put in there. It's a picture of the Goatsy's.
Oh,
do you know the Goatsy's?
No.
These are great. I love a Goatsy.
Oh, I know those.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yes, good. Fantastic.
That cream in the middle, and if you're a real player, you can get that little white cream filling, push it out with your tongue, eat it separately, and then stick the tip of your tongue through the caramel.
Well, this is fun. You guys have a favorite?
Lifesavers.
Oh, good one, Steve.
Peppermint, ooh, 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 the whole pack.
Nobody said butterscotch.
Weird. Definitely butterscotch, I thought would be in there.
Butterscotch is good. What do you think?
Mr. Goodbar was one that my grandma always had. She always, but she would keep that away from us. She'd keep those in the freezers because that was for her, you know, like even though they weren't, because they have like the miniature, you know, Hershey's, the different little miniature bars, you know, that she can put. Yep. But she would keep a full one in her freezer. And boy, if you took that thing, the wooden spoon would come out.
Oh, boy. That is so funny. The wooden spoon.
How about you, D-Bone?
I do like Werther's originals. They're so, like, you feel like you're having a little, like, creamer, like you do in your coffee. It's just delish.
You and I both enjoy Chuckles, too, which is probably considered an old person
candy.
I
bet now it is. You're probably right. I love Chuckles. Mm. Oh, they're so good.
By the way, all of these you can get at the big... Minnesota's largest candy store.
That's right, and it'll be opening soon.
Fleet Farm, too, is another place to get a lot of candy.
I want to go to Fleet Farm. I just want to go spend an afternoon in Fleet Farm.
That'd be a fun afternoon.
Because you could also bring your dog, which is nice.
Yes, and they've got great dog toys. They have limited stuff there that you can't get elsewhere, so check it out.
Okay, will do, guys.
By the way, my dog is still super chill, and I heard that sometimes when a dog gets neutered, that they can be skittish for a long time afterward. And my dog is skittish right now.
What do you mean by that? Like
hey, Rex, let's go outside and go potty. And then, running frantically to the door, getting under the chair. Really, I think he's nervous that anytime we say, hey, let's go right now, even if it's let's go potty, he's going back to last time we did this, you took me to the vet.
The baby.
And they took my raisins out.
How is yours, Grant? Because yours, does he still have the flappy thing hanging?
It's still there. He's definitely, you know, he's better now that he's off the drugs, but... I'll tell a story afterwards. We had a little incident yesterday where he got a little startled with our little guy. It was not fun. So something's going on here with our...
Yeah, okay. I think I'm experiencing it too. Is yours still on medication, Grant?
Just got off the medication.
Okay. He'll come out.
I think sometimes, readjusting.
I think it's that anesthesia that they're just weirded out. They're like high and confused.
Yeah.
Like my dog, after he got his teeth pulled, he was just staring at the ceiling, you know, and just being weird and
good.
Whining.
Good.
They'll be okay. Love to both your doggies. Thanks. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Colleen and Bradley, they're coming in next. I'm sorry, I kind of went in and out.
I'm going to leave.
That was me.
Oh, okay.